Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody. My name is Eric Frazier, and welcome to the Power Is Now Homebuyer Seminar. We are live on Facebook.com/The Power Is Now. For those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, please go to Facebook.com/The Power Is Now, and you can see us live there as well as listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. It's a beautiful day in Southern California and a great day to talk about real estate. Every Tuesday night, we are live on Facebook talking about loan programs and issues that first-time homebuyers face every day. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the state of housing for America, particularly minorities. And one of the primary drivers for homeownership is, of course, income, having enough income, making enough money to qualify to live, especially here in California. It can be very challenging. So tonight I'm going to share with you some information about homeownership as it relates to income. Information just recently from the Pew Research Center. I encourage you to check out the Pew Research Center and all the great opportunities there to learn about what's going on in basically every ethnic group, from Black, White, Latino, and look at their research on income, wealth distribution, unemployment, employment. I tell you, I love checking out the Pew Research Center. So I encourage you to do the same. Get your research on, if you will, and continue to grow in knowledge about economics, real estate, finance, building wealth, and all those wonderful topics that are truly empowering. I want to share my appreciation, that is, for the real estate professionals out there that consistently invite others to join us on Tuesday nights. If you are or have been invited by a real estate professional, whether it be of the Power Is Now and our great agents here at the Power Is Now Real Estate Services, or our partners who are work for other companies throughout the state of California, please reach out to them. And first of all, thank them for inviting you to participate tonight. And also, if you are interested in moving forward and getting started with the pre-approval process, let them know about it. It's very, very important. They can help you with the process of getting started with getting pre-approved for a home loan. And they can also help you with getting started with the ideas or the areas in which you think you might want to live. Real estate agents play a very, very important role when it comes to homeownership. We are their partners as a lender. We partner with agents across the state of California to help consumers become homeowners. And so thank you, real estate professionals out there, for inviting your clients. And we certainly hope you'll continue to do so. If you do not get a chance to hang with us the entire night tonight, please check out the entire presentation later this evening or tomorrow right here on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are joining me for the first time tonight, welcome to The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now is a media company. I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now, and it's also a real estate company and a mortgage company. So let me give you some of the details. First, The Power Is Now is a media company, and we've been around as a media company since 2009. And if you go to our website, thepowerisnow.com, you will find there our national radio program, The Power Is Now Radio, that's been around since 2009. We've been broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio since 2011, with well over 1 million podcasts or downloads. And that doesn't include our broadcasting through iTunes and TuneIn and other online platforms. We also have the Power Is Now magazine. I encourage you to check out our January issue. It's right there at thepowersnow.com. And the magazine has been around since 2013. We were sponsored by Realogy in 2013 by Alex Perillo. And I'll never forget his support. He is no longer the CEO of Realogy, but was for a very long time. and provided the means for us to get started back in 2013. Since then, the magazine has been just going strong, and every month we have great articles in there about real estate and real estate related matters. We also have the Powers Now TV, and a lot of the programming done on the Powers Now TV is right here on Facebook. Ever since Facebook rolled out Facebook Live, we've been using Facebook as our platform to deliver programming. And folks, we talk about everything here on Facebook and on the Powers Now TV as it relates to real estate and as it relates to, you know, building wealth. And then, of course, we have our blog and we have then services. And this is where the tire meets the road. You know, our focus, our mission, in fact, check out our mission statement at thepowersnow.com. You'll see that we want to educate and inform consumers about what it takes to build wealth, what it takes to buy a home. And we also want to provide the tools and the resources for them to do so. So The Powers Now is a real estate company, The Powers Now Real Estate Services, and I am the broker and president of The Powers Now Real Estate Services. My license number as the broker is 01143484. And we're also a mortgage company, The Powers Now Mortgage Services. And my license number as the broker for the mortgage services is 461807. So I'm the broker for both the real estate and the mortgage divisions of The Power Is Now, Inc. And our license number for The Power Is Now, Inc. is, as a real estate company, 1980407. And for the mortgage, as a mortgage company, our license number through the NMLS is 1435243. So every Tuesday night, we are here providing information, sharing information about homeownership, about loan programs. And I'm going to share a little bit about a loan program tonight, but the bulk of the information will be about the state of housing. And so that's what we've been promoting, that we'll be talking about tonight. And so that's what we'll be talking about. But I will always touch on one program, our flagship program, which everybody should know about. In fact, most people don't know about it. But it's a program where you can buy a home with FHA with as little as no money down, zero down payment. It's called our Home Secure Program. Zero down payment. Now, normally FHA requires a 3.5% down payment. And if you have that, fantastic, because you can use that towards your closing costs. Now, if you don't have any money at all, no down payment or closing costs, then this program will allow the seller to cover all of your closing costs and prepaids. And so it's truly a no money down program, and most people don't know about it. If you're interested in learning more about the FHA zero down payment program, please reach out to us. You can contact us. Go to neverrentagain.com, neverrentagain.com, and that's our website for people who are interested in learning more. And if you are interested in just getting started and getting pre-approved for the program, go to applytobuynow.com. applytobuynow.com, and you can actually get started tonight. Run your credit report, complete your application, and before you know it, you're pre-approved for a zero down payment program. And I tell you, it's a fantastic program. There's so many benefits to it. One of the benefits that I like the most is the fact that you can use this program to buy a 4-unit property. That's right, zero down with a 4-unit property. You live in one unit and rent the other 3 units out. So essentially, you'll go from paying rent and being a renter to being a first-time home buyer and a landlord. And not just being a first-time home buyer and a landlord, but perhaps never having to pay rent or mortgage again, because the income on the other 3 units is sufficient to pay all the rent that is, or all the mortgage payment, the full mortgage payment, and perhaps leave some extra after it's paid. The other great thing I like about this program is that you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. You just have to occupy the property. So if you've owned a home before, whether it be currently, right now, or you've owned a home a few years ago, technically a first-time home buyer is a person who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So whether you own a home right now, if you do own a home right now, you have to sell your property or rent it out. You can rent it out and occupy the property you're going to buy with this program. And if you don't own a home, well, then you're good to go. just get started. Let's get pre-approved and get started with the program. There's one other really incredible benefit I want to share before we get into our topic tonight about this program, and that is FICO score. Most down payment assistance programs or any type of first-time homebuyer program will require that you have a FICO score of 620. Or actually, not 620, 640. On this program, your FICO score can be as low as 620. Can you believe that? 620, folks. That's what your minimal middle score needs to be in order to qualify for this program. Another great qualifying benefit of this program is that your debt ratio can be as high as 55.9%, almost 56. And in most down payment assistance programs, whether it be with the county, the city, or the state, your debt ratio can exceed 43%. They might go to 45, but normally it's 43%. So this is our flagship program. Folks, we put so many people last year in this program, I've lost count. I'm very proud of that, in fact. We generate hundreds of applications every month with people attempting to qualify for this program. And I tell you, if I had a dime for every time a person was shocked that they were actually approved, I'd be a millionaire, a zillionaire. I really would, because most people think that they can't buy. They think their credit is not good enough, or they don't make enough money, or something like that. And I tell you, please don't self-diagnose, okay? Don't do that. You're just hurting yourself. Let a professional analyze your situation and come up with a plan. And that's what we do here at The Power Is Now. We come up with a plan to help you buy a home. In fact, that's what Never Rent Again is all about. If you go to neverrentagain.com, you'll see that we will help you for free establish a budget, a savings plan, a debt elimination plan, all those things. And once we help you establish that, then it's up to you to stick to the plan. Now, if you need help with sticking to the plan, you want some coaching, you want some assistance, you want someone to hold you accountable. Well, we even have a coaching program. We actually have a coaching program for people who want that type of support and assistance. And, you know, show me a great player and I'll show you a coach. Seriously, in sports and business, what have you. Show me a great player and I'll show you a coach. If you really want to buy a home, and you know that you don't have the disciplines in place, you need some accountability, then we're more than happy to assist you there as well. So it's neverrentagain.com. And if you feel you're ready or you want to get started, you've saved a little money, you have a good job, you want to try and see if you can buy a home without any money down, then go to applytobuynow.com. Applytobuynow.com. Now, again, if you were invited to participate tonight by a real estate professional, especially someone on our team, The Power Is Now, please let them know that you're interested in moving forward. And if, even if they're not on our team, but they're a real estate professional and they've invited you to listen tonight, please reach out to them and let them know what you think about this information that I'll be sharing with you this evening. And let them know if you're ready to get started. Now, tonight, I'm going to be talking about the state of housing. And just by way of introduction, for those of you who are meeting me for the first time or tuning in for the first time, I want to just share a little bit about myself. As I mentioned already, I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now, but I'm also a father. I've been a father of four incredible daughters. I've been married for 36 years, just celebrated my 36th year in December 19th. And those are perhaps my two greatest accomplishments. Then if you want to read about all my accomplishments, please connect with me on LinkedIn and you can see everything there. Or if you want even more detail, go to thepowersnow.com under About Us and you'll see right there my 14 or 15 page resume, which lays out my entire career. And you want to know, why do I do that? Because I want you to know that I know what I'm talking about. I've been in the game for a long time. I've been a banker for almost as long as I've been married, 35, 36 years in mortgage lending. And so I've seen everything. I love what I do. I appreciate real estate and what it's done for me and my family. And I'm very passionate about helping others achieve the goal of home ownership, because I know it is a tremendous driver in building wealth. I was born originally in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a native of Memphis, Tennessee, but was raised in San Bernardino out here in the IE. So went to Cajon High School, for any Cajon High School people out there. I'm a graduate, 1980 class. We've been out here in Riverside now for 16 years. I love Riverside. I'm a graduate of Redlands University, Go Bulldogs. I have my undergrad there and my master's there in business administration. And I am the co-founder of Fraser Group Realty. My wife and I started Fraser Group Realty in downtown Riverside well over 10 years ago, and it's still there, still going strong. She's the president and CEO. I have been a real estate agent for 25 years, a real estate broker for 15, 16 years, and a mortgage lender for 36 years. So that's my story. I'm also the president of the Orange County chapter for NAREP, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. It's the only black trade association in the United States. NAREP is a National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Look them up, NAREB.com. And I'm the founding president of the Orange County chapter. So as a mortgage brokerage, the Powers Now is committed to first-time homebuyers, although we do everything. We are full service. I have church loans going right now, helping churches get finance. I do land. I do construction. I do hard money. I do flips, loans for investors. I do FHA, VA, conventional loans. You name it, we do it all. Even foreign nationals and I-10 numbers. So if you are if you don't have a Social Security card, not a problem. You have an I-10 number. You're here working legally. We can get you a loan without a Social Security card with our I-10 program. So we literally have a program for everyone. The mission of the Powers Now is to inspire and educate and empower real estate professionals and consumers to build wealth through real estate with information, with services, and support that will give them the power to act now for their future. That's our mission. And our vision is to be a resource, a powerful resource for real estate professionals. That's why we do this on Tuesday nights. Many real estate professionals are sending their clients here to learn about loan programs and just to get educated about real estate. For consumers, so they can get the number, get the information they need to buy now and or to sell real estate to achieve their personal, family, and business goals, and that is to build wealth and leave an inheritance and a legacy for their children. Being a father of four, it's important to me that when my day comes, I will leave an inheritance for my children and a legacy of wealth that they hopefully will continue. So our goal is to become one of the largest minority real estate owned companies, minority owned real estate companies in the state of California. And we want to do that in the next 10 years. And I encourage you, if you're thinking about selling real estate, consider the Powers Now. If you want to get into the business, let me know about it. Give us a call or drop me an email if you want to get into the business. And also, if you are in the business and you're looking for a home or great support, please consider the Power Is Now. Our company slogan is, we make homeownership dreams a reality. It is. And we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. First-time homebuyers are not first-time. Many are not first-time homebuyers. Are homebuyers right now today because they don't act now. They have been waiting for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And now as a result of waiting, even over the last 4 years, they're going to pay on the average of 50 to 100% more for the property had they taken action 4 years or 5 years ago. That's the kind of appreciation we have been watching, 10+% appreciation over the last 5 years. And it's just in many cases, a lot of real estate is just completely out of range for many people. And they're now, when they had an opportunity to live closer to the city, they're now forced to move further and further out. And I tell you, if you don't believe what I'm saying, just talk to anybody who's trying to buy a home right now. And their number one complaint is that they have to drive so far out to find something that they can afford. The power is now, folks, to buy. It really is. And if you don't buy now, I promise you this, you're going to regret it. I don't know what the future is for home prices. I don't know what the future is for interest rates. I don't know what the future is for the economy, for employment, unemployment, inflation. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to predict the future. But I can look at the past, and I can see just in looking at the past over the last 5 years or 7 years or 10 years, that things are not going to get easier. They're going to get even more challenging. I believe things are not going to get cheaper. They're going to get even more expensive. I believe for sure, this is one thing I can promise you, that if you do not buy now, I promise you that you will regret it. That's what I know for sure, that you will regret it. Now, everything else, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I know that you will forget, you will regret it. So you have the power now to change your life, to stop making excuses about where you're at and why. Just do something about it, to start taking action instead of procrastinating, to stop chasing lower rents. I mean, I know right now, there's somebody listening to me right now that is thinking about where they can move because a landlord just raised their rent. And they increased it not by $50 or $100, but by $250 or about $500. I know I'm talking to someone right now who's hearing me or watching me on Facebook. They're experiencing this right now. And you have to ask yourself, when am I going to stop chasing lower rent? When is enough enough? Now is the time to bring stability to your home, to your family. Now is the time to restore and maintain your credit, to save money for emergencies, to pay off credit card debt that you, you know, keep saying you're going to do but don't, to live on a budget and have a plan. And we offer you an opportunity to establish a budget and to live on a plan for free, to stop spending money indiscriminately, to live actually within your means and for yourself and not for others. That's one of the biggest challenges, I said, with a lot of young people. They're living for others and not for themselves. You know, they're living to impress and buying things they really can't afford in order to appear a certain way. Stop financing clothes and shoes with your credit card. Stop financing cars or vacations. Start saving money to buy a home and start building wealth. And you can do it. It's just a matter of making a decision, right, to start something new. And, you know, if the Lord blesses us to wake up tomorrow because we don't control our heart, you know, it's not us. It's not because of our own willpower that we're here today, but it's only by the grace of God that we move, that we live and have our very being, right? And so if we're blessed to see another day tomorrow, then it's an opportunity for you to make the changes that I've just mentioned here. Implement some of the changes I've just mentioned and begin anew with a plan to become a homeowner in 2018. And if you want to get even more specific, you can say in the first quarter of 2018. And if you want to get even more specific, you can say by February 28th in 2016. And that's only because this is the middle of January. And the odds are if you got started tonight, you wouldn't be able to find something and close by the end of January. So go to neverrentagain.com if you would like to get some support and help and getting on the right track. Go to applytobuynow.com if you would like to get started with your application. And you can do it completely online, run your credit report online, get everything right there online and get started online tonight. If you go to Never Rent Again, you become part of our wealth building program. And the objective there is to change mindsets towards financial literacy and wealth building. And so it all begins with education. And we basically have five objectives. That is knowledge. We will pour into you information that you need to know. Knowledge always comes before money, or the money will soon be gone. Just ask any lotto runner who won a lot of money and now they don't have it anymore, all right? Knowledge always comes before money or the money will soon be gone. And then a commitment to financial independence, which means taking responsibility. That means having a plan, being disciplined. And of course, being disciplined requires a budget and accountability. And we talk about accountability. In fact, on the webpage of Never Rent Again, you'll see a video there about the Powers Now budget. And in that, we talk about accountability. And then number three, investment in real estate. We must prioritize ownership in real estate as opposed to personal property. That means, you know, really delaying gratification of getting that new car or those expensive handbags and shoes and really start to focus on saving money and eliminating debt and focus on getting real property because real property appreciates as opposed to personal property. Well, that doesn't appreciate at all. And then number four, financial and credit management, learning to live within our means, understanding credit. The credit is not income. It is a convenience for cash. That's what it is. Good credit is the beginning of building wealth. Good credit scores are 720 to 799. In fact, great credit scores are 800 to 850. I don't have an 850 FICO score. I'm working towards that. But that's the highest you can get, 850 is a FICO score. That's the highest you can get on the mortgage side. Now, I know there are other reports that may provide higher scores, but they're not for mortgage lending. Now, the last one is creating wealth, and that is making the decision today, and not just for yourself, but for your children and your children's children, to save money to buy real estate and hold on to it for as long as possible. And if you must sell it only to use the equity to purchase something even bigger or greater or nicer or that produces income, something that just takes you to the next level. To hold and buy, and then if you have to sell, sell to buy more, and just continue to do that until you leave this earth and leave an inheritance and a legacy of wealth building for your family. So that's our objective with our wealth building plan. And I certainly hope that you plug in, allow us to help you build wealth.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. The Power Is Now Radio is proud to have Eric Lawrence Frazier as its host and executive producer. Mr. Frazier has been a lender and a leader in the mortgage industry for over 32 years, and he's had the honor of personally meeting some of the best real estate agents in the country. He is available as a featured speaker on operations management, corporate governance for profit and nonprofit companies, leadership, and personal development. Find Mr. Frazier at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you think and do business forever. Thepowerisnow.com. Because we care. Everyone knows a powerful web presence is a must in this day and age, but some real estate agents just don't have the time to pay that kind of attention to all details. That's why the Power Is Now Technology Partner Program is here. Let us help you with a customized website, website maintenance, and we also take care of web hosting and social media management for you. Sound complicated and expensive? It's affordable and easy because we have the best experts on the job. Go to thepowerisnow.com. Find us under the Services tab and make yourself available to the world starting today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Let me tell you what we've been up to lately here at The Power Is Now. We were thinking that there's just not enough free valuable information we're offering to our listeners. So we racked our brains to find yet another way to deliver precious knowledge in a recurring format. That's why it gives us great pleasure to offer you The Power Is Now blog, covering a wide range of topics from real estate stories to financial information and even community issues. It's our way of saying thank you and giving back to our listeners and fans across America. ThePowerIsNow.com. The future is here. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
Now, I'm going to start with the state of housing, and that's really the main objective of tonight's program, to talk about the state of housing. And it's on decline for African Americans and minorities, and so I'm going to focus on the state of housing for minorities. And if you've done any type of research on it, you know that minorities are in trouble. Minorities are being basically pushed out of the urban centers where one time they dominated. They dominated the inner cities and the urban centers of America. And now we're seeing a change right before our very eyes because all the businesses are coming into that and employment are going into the employment opportunities and industries are coming to the urban centers of America. And they are creating this development, this economic, they're bringing this economic development and power to these inner cities. And it's driving poor people and minorities and middle income and low income people out. They're having to move further out because they can't afford the rent. They can't afford to buy a home in those areas. And as a result, they're having starting to move further and further out to the outskirts of town. Now, here's the irony. Many do not want to move to the outskirts of town. They don't want to do it. And the irony is that if they don't do it, they won't even be able to afford the outskirts of town. And if they are absolutely committed to working for their employer who is downtown, wherever, in the city of wherever, then they're going to shorten their lifespan by their time on the freeway, on the train, and on the BART, and on the highways, getting to work, because they have no choice but to commute. And here's another irony. Instead of buying something and commuting, a commute that will shorten their lifespan, they're going to be renting something and commuting, that same commute that's going to shorten their lifespan. And so if there's a way to get in now near an urban center, as close to your job as you possibly can, now is the time to do it. It really is. And if you don't do it, you're going to regret it. That's the one thing I can promise. I don't know what's going to happen with interest rates. I believe they're going up, and we've already seen evidence of that. I don't know what's going to be happening with the home prices. I believe that we'll see prices continue to escalate over the next 7 years, 7 to 10 years. It won't be at the same rate it was over the last 5 to 7 years, but we will see annual appreciation, any amount of appreciation, because of the appreciation that's taken place already. Is just going to put these homes further and further out of reach for many people. So, the state of housing. Why are we in a crisis right now as it relates to housing? Well, one of the reasons why is because of income. Wealth inequality since the Great Recession has gotten worse. I was studying this issue today and looking at the Pew Research Center analysis of data from the Federal Reserve Board survey of consumer finances. And you can go to the Pew Research Center.com and look this up. The Great Recession from 2000 and 2009 triggered a sharp, prolonged decline in wealth of American families. An already large wealth gap between white households and Black and Hispanic households widened further in its immediate aftermath. I believe the numbers are pretty staggering. For example, the Latino community lost close to 50% of their wealth. The African-American community, about 26% of their wealth. And the Asian community, about 12% of their wealth. And so all minorities were truly impacted by the great financial crisis. And when you break it down by racial and ethnic categories, you'll see that the wealth or the loss of wealth is different for families, even within the ethnic communities, based on income. So the higher your income, the least impact that the crisis had on you. The lower your income, the greater the impact that the crisis had on you. So, for example, overall, American household wealth has not fully recovered from the Great Recession. And in fact, there was a study by Zillow a couple years ago that showed that minorities are not, particularly African-Americans and Latinos, are not participating in the recovery and buying the real estate that's coming back up, that's right. So they've not been able to ride this wave of appreciation that's been taking place since the great financial crisis. So in 2016, the median wealth of all U.S. households was $97,300, up 16% from 2013, but well below the median wealth before the recession began in late 2007. $139,700 was the median wealth in 2016. Now, even though the overall racial and ethnic inequality in wealth narrowed between 2013 and 2016, the gap remains large. So in 2016, the median wealth of white households was $171,000. That was the median wealth in 2016 of white households. That is 10 times the wealth of Black households in 2016, which was $17,100, a larger gap than in 2007, and 8 times that of Hispanic households, which is $20,000, $20,600 to be exact, about the same gap as in 2007. So in this study, or the survey of consumer finance data, Asians and other racial groups are not separately identified. And so looking at wealth inequality from the lower income perspective, you'll see that in 2007, it was $42,700. That was the median wealth. And it dropped to 2013 to $19,600 for whites. And then as of 2016, up to $22,900. That's the wealth inequality. For Latinos, in 2007, $8,400. It dropped to 2013 to $6,800. And now it's around $7,900. And for African Americans, in 2007, it was $8,400, dropped to $3,500 in 2013, and is up to $5,000 in 2016. For middle income, and this is the same groups now. Now, notice here, I just gave you the breakdown. So 2016, median wealth, $22,900 for whites, $7,900 for Latinos, $5,000. And this is from the Pew Research Center. This is for lower income people. For middle income, in 2007, it was $198,000, dropped in 2007 for whites, dropped to $131,000, and as of 2016, $154,000. For Hispanics, in 2007, it was $85,600, dropped to $38,900 in 2013, and is up to $46,000 in 2016. And for middle income blacks, in 2007, $63,700, dropped to $33,600 in 2013, up $38,300 in 2016. So middle income and lower income, the more money you make, the more wealth you have. This kind of makes sense, right? Which explains why the homeownership rate for people whose income exceeds the median income for any given area is almost 20% higher across the board for the same ethnic groups whose incomes are below the median income. And I spoke about this last week when we were talking about population. Now, there was a study done by Brandeis University in 2013. And this was a study by the Institute of Assets and Social Policy. Brandeis University Institute of Asset and Social Policy, and the study was released in February 2013, and the title of the study was The Roots of the Widening Racial Wealth Gap, Explaining the Black and White Economic Divide. And so the goal of the study was to examine the effect of policy and institutional decision-making on how average families accumulate wealth. And at the time of this study, there wasn't enough data on Latinos and Asian Americans or immigrant households to include in the report, but the results can be applied across communities of color. So the data for this analysis was derived from a panel study of income dynamics, a national representative longitudinal study that began in 1968. They followed nearly 1,700 working age households from 1984 to 2009. And in 2009, a representative survey of American households revealed that the median wealth of a white family was $113,000, Latino families $6,325, and black families $5,677. That's as of 2009. Now, what's interesting about this, at that time, the gross domestic product, that is the purchasing power for African Americans, was $1.3 trillion, and for Latinos, it was $1.5 trillion. And so when you think of our purchasing power and you correlate that with our wealth, you realize there's something wrong. At this time, African Americans with a purchasing power, a GDP of $1.3 trillion, had a GDP equal to that of Russia, which was in 2016, $1.2 trillion. Latinos at 1.5 had the GDP equal to that of Canada, which is as of 2016 was $1.5 trillion. Now, a more recent report has come out by the Latin Donor Coalition that shows the GDP of Latinos to be $2.1 trillion, $2.11 to be exact, $1 trillion, and ranking about number 7 in terms of countries, equal to that of India. That's where they are today. And so when you look at the wealth gap report, this particular report shows that between 1984, the gap in wealth of $85,000 between whites and blacks nearly tripled. It went to $236,500 in 2009, a wealth gap of $151,000 and growing. And so we know that during the Great Recession, African Americans, Latinos were hit the hardest between 2007 and 2009, and they have the farthest to climb back. In fact, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Right, and many have not been able to overcome the impact from the losses they incurred during the Great Financial Crisis, not being able to make the same money they were making or get the same types of jobs, not being able to save enough money to buy a home, and the list goes on and on. And so for many, it may be too late for them to get back into the game of homeownership, especially now as we've seen prices just continue to rise astronomically. And now we're seeing interest rates continue to rise. I mean, there was a time at the beginning of the Great Recession that you could have bought a home with an interest rate of 3.25% or 3.5%. That does not exist anymore. You might be able to get it if you're willing to pay a lot of money and buy down the interest rate. But for the most part, that is not available. We're now solidly in the 4% range. Now, in 1994, the homeownership rate for Black and Latino Americans was 40 and 42% respectively. And in 2004, during that whole boom period where people were able to get loans very easily, the homeownership rate went up to 50%. And as we know, it was a lot of fraud and misrepresentation, and it was a house of cards that just came crashing down on everybody. And so easy come, easy go. In 2014, the homeownership rates dropped back to where they were almost to 1994. 2014, for African Americans, it was 42.5%, 43.5% for Hispanics. And so as of the most recent reports show that the homeownership rate for Americans in the United States is 63.5% overall. It's 72% for whites, 56 for Asians, 46 for Latinos, and 41 for African Americans. That's where it is right now. We African Americans have the lowest homeownership rate. And in many areas, particularly here in California, the rate is not increasing. The rate is actually getting lower. The homeownership rate, by a recent study done by Carr, for African Americans in California is around 35%, just in California. For Latinos is around 38%. We fully expect, as rates continue to rise and as home prices continue to rise, because of the median income of African Americans and for Latinos, that the homeownership rate will continue to decline. And there are a couple of strategies, which I'm going to talk about in a minute here, to still get into the game, but trying to do something right now, and I mean, your odds are much greater today than they will be tomorrow. Now, the only group that has a lower homeownership rate than African Americans and Latinos are millennials. That's householders under 35 years and under, 34.7% on a home. Between 35 and 44, it's almost 58%. Between 45 to 54, 69% are homeowners. And between 55 and 64, 74%. And then anyone over 65, almost 80% own a home. And these are our baby boomers. And they're selling, downsizing, and how blessed they are. Because with their Social Security and their pension combined, many cannot afford the homes they live in. They literally, in fact, forget about baby boomers, anyone, I would say Gen Xers as well. Most people living in their homes today, if they own their home at least 10 years, they probably cannot qualify to buy their own home. I mean, that's, if I'm wrong, if you're watching right now, if you're on Facebook, let me know if I'm right or wrong about your situation. Could you qualify for a loan to buy your own home right now? Well, just that's exactly what's happening to first-time homebuyers as it relates to rent. As it relates to rent, if they do not buy something today, if they are still renting 10 years from now or 5 years from now, maybe even just a few years from now, they may not be in a home at all. They may be living in a kind of a community situation. They may be in some type of public housing. They may be homeless. They may be living with their parents. The odds are they will not be renting. Just like anyone who didn't buy a home 10 or 15 years ago probably wouldn't be able to buy a home today because they couldn't qualify. And if you can't qualify the home you're living in right now as a baby boomer, then you know that your children are most likely in trouble, and your friends and your younger people you know, the odds are very low for them ever buying a home. And so what did we learn from the great financial crisis? Number one, we learned that we have to save money. It has to be our number one priority. Number two, that we have to live on a budget. And that budget, you know, really should be the written evidence that you are making money, saving money a priority, eliminating debt a priority, controlling your spending a priority. That's reflected in what is written. We must establish an emergency fund, plan for the worst, expect the emergencies to happen. Stop financing vehicles. And I think there was a record number of foreclosures and also repossessions of cars. You know, you make more money, you spend more money, right? And people went out and got cars they couldn't afford, and they're still doing that. People are still financing cars they cannot afford. And God forbid, if something happened, they'll have to turn it in. Becoming debt-free. That's what we learned. Being debt-free, not living on credit cards, but living on cash and buying real property, a home, before we spend money on an expensive car or a personal item. Homeownership is the primary driver of wealth for middle income and high income. It is a game changer for low income. For low income people, if you can get into the game, it will make a difference in your life forever and the life of your children. And if homeownership continues to be the primary vehicle that minorities use to build wealth, then we are on a path to a crisis, another crisis. I believe we're in a crisis right now, a housing crisis, affordable housing right now. There is a movement right now in cities across America for rent control because it's just out of control. And the cities are trying to be responsive to the needs of their communities and people, the least of those among us who have lower incomes, to provide some type of affordable housing and rent control. We haven't seen the end of it. We'll see that this is the lower income to middle income fighting back because they can't afford to buy. They need something affordable to rent. So the time to take action and to take personal responsibility for where you're at is right now. Wealth is the difference. It really is. Now, there was another study, and this is in regard to, we're still talking about the state of housing, wealth being the primary driver of wealth. And so if we are in a state of crisis in housing, then our wealth and our ability to provide for our families and our children's children is at risk. So Brandeis University, along with the Institute for Policy Studies, did another study, and this is called the Ever-Growing Gap. And this study was released last year. Over the past three decades, the ratio wealth divide between Blacks, Latinos, and white households has increased from 280,000 in 1983 to over 500,000 in 2013. So this report does the analysis, does the work, if you will, to quantify this. So the gap between Blacks, Latinos, and whites was 280,000 in 1983. It grew to 500,000 in 2013. Now, let's look at the details here. 500,000 in 2013. So in 2013, the average household wealth for African Americans was 85,000. For Latinos, it was 98,000. For whites, it was 656,000. These are the numbers for 2016. And so as we know, the Great Recession really impacted African Americans. As a result of this setback for Latinos and African Americans, as well as our lower incomes, our higher unemployment, it's almost 3-to-1 for between whites and blacks, and almost twice, yeah, at least 2 to almost 3% higher. 3-to-1 is the ratio between unemployment. It's like for us, it's 7 to 8. Theirs is 3-to-4, right? So it's at least double. So you have higher unemployment with African Americans and Latinos than you have with Caucasians. You have a lower incomes with African Americans and Latinos as opposed to Caucasians. And if nothing changes, if there isn't something, if we don't make efforts to make more money, because that's going to be a driver, your ability to qualify and to meet the mortgage payment, if we don't make an effort to save more money coming in with the down payment or leveraging down payment assistance programs, then if nothing just changes, if everything just remains the same, this report is predicting that the wealth gap will grow to $1 million. So in 2043, it will be 1.2. The average wealth for whites will be 1.2, 165,000 for Latinos, 107,000 for African Americans. So that's $1 million wealth gap. And it just means that 30 years from now, what we see today, what we are witnessing today, the disparities in wealth, the issues with housing, just imagine that just exacerbated. Just imagine how challenging it's going to be over the next 30 years. And I would say we don't have to wait 30 years. I think we'll see these challenges really become self-evident over the next 5 to 10 years as the economy continues to heat up. Now, inflation, it seems to be in check. It hasn't hit the 2% target rate that the Fed is predicting. That's why they continue to raise the federal discount rate, but maybe they might retreat from that strategy. Since we don't see inflation, what we really see is stagnation. We don't see income growth. We see low unemployment rates, but there's still a great deal of underemployment and people who have just given up. And so we could be in for a recession or depression, while at the same time, because of the undersupply of real estate and the demand because of population growth and immigration and job creation and the explosion of technology, particularly in Los Angeles and Chicago and San Francisco and urban centers across Seattle, across the country, we see this technology boom and the jobs being created, the incomes being paid, the people flocking, high education, high levels of education, high levels of income, and it's creating just an economic boom that's making everything in near inner cities completely unaffordable, forcing everyone to the outskirts of town. And it just makes you wonder, what kind of world are we going to be living in? What kind of world? I know this, whatever that world is, you need to be in a home. Well, folks, that's the state of housing for minorities right now. That's the state of housing. That's my presentation this evening. I want to encourage you to really consider what I'm saying and to think about it. Talk to your family, talk to your husband, your wife, talk to your children. You know, what is the solution for many people? They don't make enough income on their own to buy. My recommendation is to partner up. You know, if you have brothers and sisters, you really ought to think about coming together and buying a home together. If you are a single, an only child, and you don't have brothers and sisters, you have best friends, you really ought to seriously think about partnering up with your best friends or your friends and buying a home together. Even if you don't have any friends, but you have, you know, acquaintances, fellow brothers and sisters at church, that kind of thing going on. If you have relationships, people you know, heck, you know what? I would say you don't even have to have a relationship with them. You know of a person that's interested in buying a home, you want to buy a home, consider buying a four-unit building. What a great way. I mean, if you live in an apartment complex right now, you're sharing a house with people you have no idea what they're up to and what they're all about, right? You're living in an apartment complex with 100 different people or families, or smaller complex of 50, or maybe a four-unit building of 4 or 5, and you really don't know those people. You just know that all of you are together combining your incomes to make that payment on that property for the owner of the property. And why can't that just be all of you? You know, I believe that people need to really think about coming together, partnering up to buy income producing property. And you know what? If you have the money to buy an income property, and it's really not that difficult. For example, you can buy a 4-unit property with only 3.5% down. And if you meet the qualifications, we can even give you the down payment. And the odds are great when buying an income property like this that the seller will be willing to participate and help you with closing costs. So all you need to come up with is just the reserves. And that's not money that you need to give anybody. That's just money you need to show. When you buy a four-unit property, you need to have at least 3 months of reserves in the bank to show your ability to handle any expenses, any issues that may arise. You can get a grant for the down payment or sign the second for the down payment. You can get seller credit for the closing costs, and you're in on a four-unit building. Folks, hear what I'm saying. Take me very seriously here. Think about doing that. You know, if you don't make enough money to buy that beautiful single family home or that condominium, then look at partnering up. Another thing is to look at buying a condominium and as opposed to a single family home, and or look at buying a manufactured home. Manufactured homes are not my primary choice. In fact, they are at the bottom. The primary choice for me would be a four unit building, then a single family home, then a condominium, then a manufactured home. A manufactured home. That means that's a home that's built out of, it's really special materials, right? It's not wood frame construction. It's aluminum and steel and what have you. And it's manufactured. That's right. It's not built like a traditional home, but it's put on a permanent foundation. You own the land, and it's a very inexpensive way to buy a home. Almost perhaps at least 70, maybe 50 to 70% of the cost of a regular home. So look into manufactured homes. You can use FHA, 3.5% down to buy a manufactured home. And then if you think you have credit issues, 10% down will get you into a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, a low interest rate, 10% down with a FICO score in the 500s to 580 range, 575, 579, to 500. There are some things you need to do. And of course, I don't have the time to get into it, but reach out to me. And if you want more information about how to buy a home, what programs to use, what strategies to put in place, let me know. We're going to be launching a special program for people who are interested in partnering up. All right. So it's kind of like investors who come together, you know, friends who have money, they come together, they pull their money together and they buy a house. And they fix it up and they flip it and they make money. There are pools of investors. There are small groups, investor clubs that do this all the time. Well, I'm thinking about, you know, forming a club. In fact, we already have it, the homeownership club. And so a club of people who are willing to enter into an agreement to buy a home with complete strangers. And this would be a four-unit or two-unit or three-unit building. And so they all have their own individual space. And it'll be tenants in common, and there'll be an agreement in place, and it's all straightforward. They would eventually grow out of it and buy a home on their own. They can sell to the other party, or they can sell together, use that money for the down payment to buy the single family home that they both want. So we're going to provide a platform for consumers who are interested in partnering up because they know that they can't do it on their own. We'll provide this platform to you. We'll put you all together and get you pre-approved and then have you work with an agent that will find a product, find a home that falls within the pre-approval loan limits and get you into homeownership this year in 2018. Well, folks, that's my topic tonight, the housing, state of housing in America. If you like what I'm talking about, if you appreciate the information, please share it with others. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, please forward the link and share it with others. Please like on us and share the link here on Facebook. If you have any questions or comments, please note your comments in Facebook. I would appreciate it and I'll respond to you. Please drop me an email if you would like to reach out to me and have further conversations or discussions. You can go to my website, thepowersnow.com, and you'll see my calendar right there on the website. And also, we have a live chat, and so we can actually talk to you right on our website if you have any questions about the application process or any aspect of buying a home. We are accessible. We are available. We are ready. Why? Because the power is now to buy. I don't know about tomorrow. All I know about is right now. And so remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Why? Because the power is now. Thank you for joining me tonight. I will be available on Facebook. If you have any questions, I'll respond to you tonight. We'll hope to see you soon right here on The Power Is Now on next Tuesday. in the afternoon for our Power Is Now Power Lunch, and Tuesday night for our Power Is Now online seminar, and actually this Thursday. Oh my goodness, how can I forget about Thursday? This Thursday at 12:30, if you are a listing agent and you would like to talk about your listings on our show, please reach out to us. We'll be happy to have you come on and pitch your listings. So we want to help get the word out about any great deals that are out there for our buyers here at the Power Is Now and for buyers everywhere. Folks, please go to the Power Is Now events, and there you'll find where I'm going to be this week. This week, I'll be in Oakland, I'll be in Richmond, and I'll be in Stockton. I'll be at churches, Eastside Church of God in Christ in Stockton, Church of All Faiths in Oakland, and Fisher Realtors in Richmond, presenting first-time homebuyer seminars and talking about homeownership, zero down, how to buy a four-unit property. I'll be sharing all the goods there, folks. So please reach out to us, connect with us in Northern California this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, have a great night, everyone. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.